Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. This is the Labor Day edition of the show. I've always found Labor Day to be a kind of New Year's Day, perhaps because when I was a child, it marked the start of the academic school year. I've developed a bit of a habit of using Labor Day to either establish new goals for the next year, or in some cases, review and reaffirm goals that I started at the beginning of the calendar year. When you set goals, how do you get feedback on those goals? And on today's show, we're answering the question, where do you get advice? And by advice, I'm talking specifically about your business advice and your investment advice. It's actually an incredibly difficult question to answer because there's no shortage of opinions. Opinions are in vast abundance. In my experience, people take advice from people they trust who are in close proximity. First and foremost, they look to their inner circle. Who is that? It's usually a family member, sometimes a parent, maybe a cousin. But I believe it's incredibly important to get advice from people who have been where you want to go. You wouldn't take dental advice from your accountant, and you wouldn't take accounting advice from your doctor, even though each of them, I'm sure, have an opinion. I'm a firm believer that you need three things to accomplish anything in life. Number one, you need the knowledge and direction. You need to know exactly what to do. Number two, you need the emotional drive, and connected with that, you have to eliminate whatever emotional obstacles are getting in the way. And number three, and this is the most important, you need to establish and be immersed in the right environment. It's not enough to have one out of three or two out of three. You need all three. So if something's not working, what I usually look for is environment. Number three, that's usually the element that's missing. For example, I have a spin bike at home. It's a great spin bike. It's as good as any of the spin bikes at the gym. The question is, why would I get up earlier than I want to, change into cycling clothes, drive 15 minutes to the gym, and enter a room full of 35 spin bikes and take a spin class? It's not that I need the instructor to tell me how to operate the bike. It's because in that environment, I get a better workout than I would on my own at home. When I'm at home, I allow the distractions of obligations to take my focus and attention away from getting a high-quality workout. In the environment of a spin class, I get a full, focused, and complete workout. Some people, they go take a course or a seminar and they think they have all the knowledge. They're all set. But in truth, they only have number one, the textbook knowledge. They're missing the other two components, the emotional element and the environment. And if you're not immersed in the environment, you're talking to people who don't have the hardcore, deep in the trenches knowledge. All they have is an opinion. If they're not a practitioner, their knowledge is only theoretical. That type of knowledge is dangerous because it often is incomplete. It's based on theory of how things are supposed to work, and it's not informed by the reality of how things really work in the real world. We live in a world of deep specialization. There are very few true experts in investing in the broad sense of the word. There's numerous specialists. I've got a friend named Gary who specializes in writing options contracts on the stock exchange. That's what he knows. If I want to know how to write a covered call option, then I would call Gary, but I wouldn't ask him for advice on precious metals. I'd maybe go to Brian London or Dana Samuelson for advice on metals. Both of them have been guests here on the show. It's important to take the time and fully integrate the input you're receiving from multiple sources and then finally make your own decisions. Don't just blindly follow your advisors. Now, if I want to make an investment, say in oil exploration, I might call Bob Burr. And when it comes to raising capital and deal structuring, I call George Ross. It's important to know your potential advisor and what their true area of specialty is. That way you know where they're coming from. I know several competent investors who will not recommend an asset class because they simply have no knowledge about it. It doesn't mean it's a bad area, it just means they don't know, so they can't recommend it. For example, I'd be very hard-pressed to advise someone on self-storage. I don't own any self-storage. I've never operated self-storage. My knowledge of that asset class would be academic at best. That doesn't mean it's a bad investment. In fact, I believe there's numerous good investments in self-storage. It just means I can't provide an opinion that's of high value. I can have an opinion, just like most people do, but that opinion is of low value. When it comes to making an investment decision, it's so important to get clear on what you're going to say no to. And choosing what's outside your focus area is almost more important than choosing what to say yes to. You can and should say no to a great opportunity if it's outside your focus area. So as you think about your decision-making process, ask yourself, who are the people who make up your advisory group? If that group falls short of where you want it to be, you alone hold the tools to go out and develop the relationships you need to get the right advisory board for your business. In the meantime, have a great Labor Day weekend. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.